A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans who think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. I know there's some people, when I see them coming, I want to run away because they talk and they talk and they talk and they talk, and after a long time say all the details practically of how they parted their hair and things that I could say in two sentences. I want to say cut to the chase. Their multitudinous words mitigate against relationship. They only hear themselves. While Jesus in other parts of the Sermon on the Mount urges us to be persistent in prayer, today he warns us against using prayer, I guess, like a bank account with debits and credits as to what God should do if we pray right or long enough. For me, the gospel challenges us to see prayer as relationship, not just prayers to be said. A relationship requires trust. Do we see our God as trustworthy and loving? Or is God requiring us to jump hoops to get what we need? Perhaps our relationship with God is based on how others related with us in the past, with conditions on their caring, sometimes as parents for the sake of our growth. But Jesus assures us that God knows what we need before we ask. Then why ask? Relationship. People share what is important to them with those they love. But it's not just about asking. It's about a living relationship. Sometimes when I listen to some people talk about prayer, I wonder how many friends we would have if our friendship was based on how we related to them as we do to God in prayer. Jesus' prayer recognizes a relationship. Our Father, who is holy and beyond our grasp and control. Prayer is not a magic formula of demands realized. Prayer is a relationship to the divine mystery. It is gift. Paul tells us that the Spirit prays for us in our weakness when we don't know how. Prayer is not a multiplication of words or actions or works, but a relationship that calls us to unity, to the kingdom of God, or the relationship with all that is, like the loving relationship our God has with all that has been created. It is a relationship based on the present, being with us, being. We are human beings. This relationship is based on being with us in our need and in our relationships with others. It cannot be seen apart from those relationships. So our prayer is meant to call us to forgive and to accept forgiveness. Today is all we have. Today can our prayer be to live it mindful of our relationships and how we help foster the unity that is the kingdom of God.